Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
In Bobby, we trust. Last night, maybe the biggest win in Florida Panthers history, courtesy of one Sergei Bobrovsky. Unbelievable. He made it a no-doubter. Even though the Panthers didn't play that great, Sergei Bobrovsky made Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals a no-doubter, stopping 32 shots. 32 shots! Clean sheeting the Edmonton Oilers, who have a lot of star power. Probably the best guy in the game, Connor McDavid. Well, Sergei Bobrovsky is now the best guy in the game. But Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, they got their shots, they got their chances. But they did not capitalize because one Sergei Bobrovsky was right there making stops. It was inspiring, inspiring play last night from Sergei Bobrovsky, making a game where his team kind of got outplayed a little bit, a no-doubter. That's why I say, in Bobby, we trust. Of course, we're going to be breaking down the game. We're going to be getting into it, listening to some sound, and enjoying that one O lead. Three more games, three more wins, and our Florida Panthers, on their 30th year, could be hoisting the Stanley Cup trophy. And I say it's the biggest win in Florida Panthers history because they have won, yes, a Stanley Cup game before. Last year they did it. This is the first time they have taken a lead in a Stanley Cup Finals. Biggest win in Florida Panthers history. I'm not even playing around. I'm not overstating this. This is exactly what it means. How you doing? I am Dan Day. Happy Sunday Fun Day. Hit me up at Dan Day Radio. Of course, you can listen to us as you are listening to us in South Florida, 560 WQAM. You can get on the Odyssey app around the world. I know I've got some family, Big Lynn, Paul Day All Day in Louisiana, listening on the Odyssey app or watching worldwide, YouTube, Twitch. Just put 560 WQAM. Indade just jumped in on the YouTube page, said Bobrovsky stole one. No. We did not steal that one last night. We had the goaltender that made the difference. This team is special. I keep saying it. I got this feeling in my gut. People come at me all the time when I'm out and about, whether it's Duffy's Implantation. I know they had a big party last night for the game. Anywhere. And I say, I said this before the playoffs start. If you give me the field or the Panthers, I know the math isn't right on it, but I'm taking the Panthers because I believe, not being a homer, not my heart. My heart has the Panthers. My wallet also has the Panthers. And lo and behold, if Sergei Bobrovsky plays like this, they're going to win the cup. Now, if the team continues to play like they've been playing all playoffs and Sergei Bobrovsky plays well, you know me, I'm from New Orleans. I love a good parade, a parade. And who knows where it's going to be? I don't care where it's going to be because I will be there. Loud, proud, downing beers. I might even bring a couple of good beers, like some prestige beer, in an ice chest. And as Sergei and those guys roll by, just start handing them out to him. Here, take it. Take it. You deserve it. Here, just drink prestige beer. I'll buy out all the prestige beer at Jensen's Liquor Store here in Miami and bring it to the parade and just give it to the guys. And Sergei, you're going to get as many prestige beers because you are prestigious. You did it last night. Didn't matter who it was. Connor McDavid, you laughed in his face. And then at the end, we're going to get into it. Said, that's just one. We got three more to win. Whoo! Can't wait to bring those prestige beers out there. I'll have a few. My cousin Vladimir Lewisson, who's hurt today, he has a bone bruise. He had to go to the emergency room last night. Told you not to make fun of him yesterday because he did have some really serious issues. He's resting nicely. He is okay. He will be back whenever we come on back. But today, it's just you and I celebrating, rocking, rolling, and loving life. So good. Those Florida Panthers. Whoo! Told you yesterday, I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. And it was a good night. I think these next 2 weeks are going to be a good week. Now, I'm not running around saying, break out the brooms. I'm saying, let's just get ready for game two tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah, by the way, you might want to go online, though. Not getting too far ahead of myself. Buy a couple plastic rats. Just go ahead. Just in case. You know, you never know when you need a plastic rat. Especially over these next 2 weeks, you never know when you're going to need some plastic rats. Right now, let's get into those headlines. Can't say it enough. Sergei Bobrovsky and Bobby We Trust saved 32 shots and shut out the Oilers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals, winning 3-0. Game 2 tomorrow at 8 o'clock. 11 of the past 12 playoff games, Sergei Bobrovsky has only allowed 2 or less goals. 11 out of 12! That is a definition of standing on your head. And by the way, the defense has been great, but at the same time, he's faced some pretty darn good teams. And yesterday, if you don't think Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and those guys are capable of scoring goals, they are. Sergei was just the man. Whoo! 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 Mike McDaniel, he was banging the drum for the Panthers-Oilers pregame last night. Of course, he's back with the Dolphins getting ready for the season. Mike McDaniel went out there, and my cousin Vladimir Lewisson said, Mike McDaniel better not be out there jinxing the team tonight, yesterday. And I said, what does it matter? There are no jinxes when you're as good, and once again, I'm going to say it, as Sergei Bobrovsky, but also as the Panthers. There are no jinxes. Although, you know, we're going to keep certain people away, like Tobin, from Sergei Bobrovsky, especially now. He's not mushing nobody. Whoo! How exciting was that? Mike McDaniel getting the crowd hyped. That crowd was solid last night. Ooh, South Florida has become a hockey town, and it's easy to see why. Last night, I was at Bacan in Wynwood, Mexican restaurant in Wynwood. They had the Panthers game on. That's where I was watching it. Mexican food, I'm burning up today. I am not going to lie. I told them to give me the spiciest stuff they had, and they brought it. I'm burning up today, but maybe I'm just so fired up about the Panthers. So excited. Such a good win last night. You get the 1-0. Okay. Not too much rust. You get to 2-0. Okay. And you start saying, there ain't no way. There is no way they're going to score on Bob tonight. I think we have this. Then you get the empty netter and you go, woo, feeling special if you're here in South Florida. Got another finals going on right now, the NBA Finals. The Mavericks and the Celtics, they face off in Game 2 tonight at 8 o'clock. Of course, the Celtics lead 1-0. The Celtics, no doubt of the Mavericks in Game 1. Tonight, we'll find out if we have a series or if we have a Celtics eventual walk to the finals. And I know, oh, they're at home and everything like that. They blew the Mavericks out. Game 1, you can never tell. Maybe there's some nerves. The Mavericks, not really, except for Kyrie, been to the finals. Celtics were there just 2 years ago, and they've been to a lot of conference finals. Maybe the stage was a little, oh, they were sitting there bird-watching, taking in the sights, while the Celtics were more business. Tonight should be a true test to see. Now, if the Celtics do want to win by 20 or so, South Florida, it's not going to look too nice for us. But nonetheless, hopefully the Mavericks get it going tonight, get off to an early lead, and get things going. Mario Cristobal, he is holding his Legends camp today in Coral Gables. Some of the former Canes that stopped by, Edgerrin James, Brandon Merriweather, and Bryant McKinney. The U opens the season August 31st at the Florida Gators. I know a lot of people are going to be making that trip. Got a lot of Gators down here. Got a lot of Hurricanes all over South Florida and all over Florida. Nothing like starting the season off with a little rivalry with two teams that really desperately do not want to get off to an 0-1 start, especially when it's a rivalry like that. But two teams that had their issues of the past couple of years, hoping to get off to a faster start than they usually would. Starting off 1-0 against the Gators would be very big for the U. Happy 21st birthday to Heat forward Nikola Jovic, just 21 years old, continuing to grow as a person and as a player. Can't wait. Hopefully he'll be in the starting lineup next year for the Heat. Jimmy Butler has continued to troll Miami. The other day, he was being interviewed at an LA Sparks WNBA game, and he was wearing Lakers purple and gold. Okay, look into it how you want. There's always going to be these rumors. But once again, those rumors have been put to bed, because remember the other day on Get Up, Udonis Haslam said, "Hell to the gnaw. Jimmy ain't getting traded. He ain't going nowhere. I'm standing at the county line, and I'm not letting him go." That is straight up, not just from a former player. That is from a guy that is still in the organization and has a lot of say. If he says that, I got to believe it. When UD says something, for the most part, I got to believe it. I'm not going to go against UD at all. The Marlins were shut out 8-0 last night by the Cleveland Guardians on Puerto Rican Heritage Night. The series has its rubber match today at 1:40. Trevor Rogers gets the start for the Fish. And other Marlins news, pitcher Ryan Weathers has been placed on the 15-day injured list. Once again, the Marlins, great night, great atmosphere. A lot of people that normally don't go to Marlins games out at it. And the Marlins give you no reason to go back to the ballpark. Remember last weekend, Flanagan Fest, 20,000 fans there. It's packed to the Raptors. They lose 7-0. Last night, Puerto Rican Heritage Night. A lot of people out there excited, having fun, saying this is awesome. And once again, nothing to cheer about. No runs. Marlins just can't seem to get out of their way this season. And I know the Guardians are good. Nonetheless, 8-0 on Puerto Rican Heritage Night. Give us a couple of runs, guys. Give us a couple of runs. Lionel Messi supposedly personally called fellow Argentine Marcos Rojo to join Inter Miami after finishing playing in Europe last season. Rojo instead is now playing back home with Boca Juniors. And that's my team in Argentina, Boca Juniors. My cousin Vladimir Luisson, his team is River Plate. Whenever they play, we don't talk to each other. Inter Miami, though, that's my main team. They play in Philadelphia Saturday at 7:30. Luis Suarez, it's official. He has now been called up to the Copa America roster for Uruguay. Remember, at first he wasn't on the roster, and people were saying, how is Suarez not on the roster? And yesterday I told you, there's no way the coach is going to leave maybe the greatest Uruguayan player ever off the roster to prove a point. And if they go in there and they lose in Copa America, that coach is going not be able to go home. If the United States beats Uruguay without Luis Suarez, and Luis Suarez having a great season for Inter Miami, I don't care about his knee and all that other stuff, there's no way Luis Suarez wasn't going to be on the team. I was just waiting for them to officially place him on the Uruguay national team, and he has now officially made the roster, so he will be leaving Inter Miami for some duration. We'll keep you posted on all that. Coco Gauff, you know, she fell in the semifinal to eventual champion Iga Swiatek on the single side. Well, she has won her first doubles Grand Slam at the French Open. 20-year-old teamed up with Katerina Sinakova to win. They defeated Jasmine Paolini, who actually always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Paolini lost in the singles final yesterday to Iga Swiatek, and now she's lost today in the doubles final. So always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Of course, Coco Gauff has won a major at the U.S. Open. Carlos Alcaraz, he right now is facing Alexander Zverev. It was tied one set to one set last I saw. Let's see how it's going over there right now at the U.S. Open, at the French Open. French Open updates. Woo, we're going in. Two sets to one for Zverev, for the German, over Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos Alcaraz, the 3 seed. Zverev, the 4th seed. But Carlos Alcaraz is up 3-love in the set of 4, so it could be tied very soon. They could be going to a 5th set. Seems like it's a pretty electric match right now. Haven't been able to watch as much because flying solo today. I got a lot of work to do, a lot of things going. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to have some fun today with this Panthers win. Sergei Bobrovsky has inspired me even. So excited. So good. So awesome. Former LSU player and son of Pistol Pete Maravich, Josh, passed away last night at age 42. No reason for his death was given. I actually knew Josh Maravich. Later in the show, I'm going to explain a story with Josh Maravich. It involves pool party and Playboy models. That's all I'm going to say. So stay tuned for that. We're going to remember, I'm not going to say my friend, but a guy that I did know when I was at LSU, Josh Maravich, and maybe relive one of those glory moments. Not a very glory moment right now. If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, you see I'm wearing my Vintage Keeper U.S. Men's National Soccer Team. I'm trying to show some support because last night, they needed it, man. They took on Colombia, and Colombia annihilated them 5-1 in an international friendly. Now, I'm not going to get too down on the U.S. Men's National Team and say, forget about the Copa America. Ugh, we're garbage. We suck. Can't even beat Colombia. And Colombia is a good team, but they're not a great team in the Copa America. Game by game, it's an international friendly, but that is not inspiring when you lose 5-1 in a warm-up for the Copa America on your home soil to Colombia. Congratulations to Colombia, taking care of business. The U.S. Men's National Team, they said it was a wake-up call. Yeah, it's a pretty big wake-up call, 5-1. Surprised they got a goal, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little upset about it, but once again, not getting too high, not getting too low. Definitely can't get too high, but definitely not getting too low yet on the U.S. Men's National Team. Hopefully they can get some things together. It's a wake-up call, and they can get going in the Copa America, because my dream is that they can win that Copa America, then 2 years from now, win the World Cup. Got a dream. You got to dream big. Sources say Caitlin Clark has been left off the U.S. Women's Olympic team. The games start next month in Paris. Talked about this also yesterday. Caitlin Clark, I mean, she just finished the college basketball season. She's now just with the team. Physically, it's got to be demanding. Also, she hasn't really proven herself professionally. I think the U.S. Women's National Team said, look, let's not rush anything and bring Caitlin Clark onto the team when we know we've got a lot of good players that are deserving. And also, Caitlin Clark, I'm guessing with the way she's been playing and the talent that she has in 4 years from now and 8 years from now, she'll be on the U.S. Women's National Team. So not too upset about the whole Caitlin Clark situation with the U.S. Women's Basketball Team. Going to get into what's going on with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA and the whole world in just a little while. Doorknock at 15-1 won the Belmont Stakes in New York yesterday. And second was Mindframe, followed by the favorite coming in third, Sierra Leone. Mystic Dan didn't win place show. Giuseppe and my dude Nathan, they did bet on Mindframe, so they got a little something, bet across the board. And then Sierra Leone, I wanted to bet on Sierra Leone, but I couldn't go against Mystic Dan. I could have at least gotten something across the board with Sierra Leone. Nonetheless, Doorknock, who was known as a front runner horse, they said the only way Doorknock is going to win is if he gets out front and stays out front. Well, no, he actually did come from behind at the end, outkicked Mindframe, and ended up winning that race, so congratulations. Speaking of winning, we're always winning when we take a step into the day spa. New trend. It's called forest bathing. Ecotherapists say just go sit out in nature quietly and it improves your mental health. Okay. Now, I'm all for this, as long as I can bring a case of beer. All for that. And probably it's a little cheaper than actually going to see a therapist who basically tells you your mom raised you wrong. Am I wrong? Anybody out there that goes to therapy? It's always about your mom. Always about your mom. Big man, I love you. You did a great job. You did a great job. But I will go to some ecotherapy. Go sit out in the woods. Drink a beer. R2, R3, R10. Either way, it's all good. Oh, last night was a treat. It was so good. It was so fun. Sergei Bobrovsky, so inspiring. We're going to go back and relive the night that was. What I say is the biggest win so far in 30 years for the Florida Panthers. Now, tomorrow night, maybe the second or biggest win. We'll see. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just enjoy this moment. A Saturday night, Amerant Bank Arena. Ooh! That is next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh yeah, it is a Sunday fun day, and why not celebrate? Because last night gave you a lot to celebrate here in South Florida with the Florida Panthers and Sergei Bobrovsky having a legendary, a historic South Florida sports night. If the Panthers go on to win the championship, last night from Sergei Bobrovsky will be remembered in lore. Unbelievable job by Sergei Bobrovsky, who, remember, when he first came here and signed the big contract, was supposed to be the end-all, be-all. There were some cat calls for him, saying, pardon the pun with the cat calls, some calls saying, oh, bum, he's a bum, we don't like him, he has underperformed. Well, last year, he figured things out in the playoffs, and this year, he has been spectacular. Absolutely wonderful during the regular season, and he has been standing on his proverbial head all playoffs long. 11 of the past 12 playoff games, he's allowed two goals or less. Can't do it much better than that as a professional. Seriously, you couldn't ask for anything more. And last night, you couldn't ask for anything more. Seriously, he gave you a clean sheet and stopped 32 shots. It was an unbelievable night in Amerant Bank Arena. It was an unbelievable night just watching and listening to it right here on 560 WQAM. So let's hear how it was at Amerant Bank Arena last night in what I'm calling the biggest win in Florida Panthers history. Get the music going. Ooh. You know what we're doing.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, it was time, and I am hype about these Florida Panthers. You know who got the crowd hype last night? One Mike McDaniel. So Mike McDaniel's got everyone hyped up. The crowd is hot. South Florida has become enthralled with hockey. It is a hockey town, as they say. And you're feeling it in your gut. Mike McDaniel banging the drum. The crowd going absolutely crazy. You're hoping, come on, guys. Let's keep this good momentum going. Let's get off to an early lead. And let's feel good about ourselves. And Carter Verhaeghe said, I'm Cardi V. I'm the Carter. I'm Lil Weezy. And always come through early.
As Barkov walks it along, looks to the right, Reinhardt, Barkov, right circle, left foot, Verhaeghe, and he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, 3 minutes, 59 seconds in, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead here in game one!
Didn't take long for the Panthers. They get a 3-on-2, and they slice and dice.
Woo, when I saw that, I started saying, oh, I got a feeling in my gut. And it's not that really, really spicy vegan taco that I just ate at Pecan in Wynwood. Watching the game, I was drinking a Laces Out IPA from Wynwood Brewery. And I said, ooh, hold up, let's turn down. Shots! That's right, Carter Verhaeghe getting shots on the goal, getting the goal, and making you say, uh-oh. Don't let us get in our groove. Don't let our fan base get crazy on you, Edmondson. Don't let it get to you. So you say, okay, we're good. Although we haven't been as dominant as we normally have been. Maybe it's a little bit of the rust. Maybe it's not. Well, the Edmonton Oilers, they started going and going and going, and they started testing one Sergei Bobrovsky, but Sergei Bobrovsky turning them back.
Roberg, long out left being Janmark in the clear, breakaway, and Reek scoots in back, hits, hey, made by Bobrovsky with the left hand, and Mikula will fling it out to center. It's batted back along by Kulak down to our right. Bobrovsky out to play it. Nico Mikula sends it around, onto her up the far boards, and it to Ostarinen has a lane. He'll get across center, and he plays it in. Huge save after huge save for Sergei Bobrovsky here in the first.
You're starting to say, okay, I'm a little uneasy because they're getting some good shots on Bob. You know, we're only up 1-0. Can he sustain this great play? Well, Sergei answered that question simply.
Now the Oilers charge along quickly. Here's Dreisaitl. Long feed in the clear. Nugent Hopkins on a break. Scoots in a backhand and a save made by Bobrovsky. And he'll cover up. Sergei Bobrovsky with the left pad denies Ryan Nugent Hopkins to keep the Panthers up a goal.
Stunning first period for Bobrovsky.
You pepper our guy? He says nah. Every single time Sergei Bobrovsky stopping pucks left and right. Didn't matter where they were coming from. Who they were coming from does not matter. He was in the zone, and you're saying, all right, goalie's in the zone. Now can we get a little bit more insurance, make us feel good about this thing? And Evan Rodriguez, oh yeah, he's a Rodriguez from north of the border, so no Z at the end of his name, S at the end of his name. S, that stands for score.
Now to Montour, short pass. Here's Sam Bennett across center right. Now the offensive line. He'll play it down off the end board. Bennett after up for the chance. And they score! It's Evan Rodriguez. What a setup, what a finish, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead early in the second period of game one. 1-0 turns into 2-0. The Panthers double their advantage.
Woo! Now you're feeling it. Bob's doing his thing. We're up 2-0. We're at home. We have been the best team in the NHL all year. Woo! I got that feeling in my stomach. And once again, those spicy vegan tacos, they're good. They're messing me up. But I'm really, 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 really excited. And I'm saying, you know, I don't think they're going to get one past us. I think we're just too darn good. And right as I said that, Sergei Bobrovsky confirmed what I believed.
Now Dreisaitl, Hyman, he'll try and drag this one out front, lost the handle. Barkov, he couldn't get the clear. Hyman near side, Dreisaitl in front of chance, a save, Bobrovsky on McDavid. He got from his left to his right to deny Connor McDavid, who was trying to pull the Oilers back to within one. A huge save yet again from Sergei Bobrovsky with 15:27 to go here in the third.
And at that point in my mind, I go, wait a second. Connor McDavid's not the best player in this series. Sergei Bobrovsky is the best player in this series. And when your goaltender is the best player in the series, whoo, good things are happening. Still up 2-0. You're saying, I think we got this. I think it's good. Well, Etu Lusterinen got an empty net and said, let's go home.
Mikula along the boards, pucks works free, takes a roll across ice, and Lusterinen whacks it off the glass near side. Bouchard held it in. Bouchard, right point, long shot blocked by Lusterinen. Barkov picks it up, 7 seconds, Lusterinen in the center, long shot, and he scores on the empty net. Etu Lusterinen from a long distance, 3-0 Panthers. The Panthers are going to take game one.
Oh, you know it, Doug Plagans. We are taking game one. We're turning down for what? Now, usually I would say after that, everyone to Los Olas, everyone to the elbow room. Let's live it up Saturday night. But no, this Panthers team, too focused for that. They're not touching the Prince of Wales trophy. They're not touching elbow room until they touch the Stanley Cup trophy and have that big parade up in Broward County after the game. Sergei Bobrovsky, the toast of the town, was interviewed and pretty much echoed those sentiments. It ain't party time. Time to focus in.
32 saves, including a handful against the best player in the world. What was tonight like from back there, from your perspective?
Yeah, they obviously have an elite offense. You know, it was a really hard game. So they're really smart players, and it was a fun challenge.
Was there a moment today or save that you made where you know, okay, tonight's going to be a good night for me?
No, you can think that way against those guys. You know, they are really, really good, really smart, elite players, and you can be satisfied with any of the saves.
How are you guys staying so humble in this moment where you have so much to be confident about?
We enjoy being here. You know, it's a great atmosphere to play hockey. You know, we enjoy being together and face that tough challenge. So it's a great start for us.
At the same time, how confident is your group right now?
It's only game one, so it's a long series, and it's a great start.
Wow, Sergei Bobrovsky's so locked in. Even when he's talking, he's locked in, talking about, no, there was never a moment where I said, I got this. You can't do that against those guys. She said, you stopped a couple from the best player in the world. Not right now. Not right now, Sergei. You are the best player in the world, and you proved it last night. And then he said, it's game one. We got to do it three more times. Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's get it happening. And Sergei again repeated that in the locker room. He gets the game puck, and once again, just so locked in.
PK, outstanding. Big goals, but I give it to Bobby.
Yeah. So guys, we start with a good win, so let's get reset and do it again.
Yes.
Let's do it three more times. Let's reset and do it again, and let's hoist that Stanley Cup trophy. You can just tell this team, especially Sergei Bobrovsky, so locked in, not even hardly celebrating. Hey, let's just reset, do it again. Probably practicing right now, getting ready for tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena. Not done giving Bobby his flowers. Post-game, Panthers fans, they're living the dream, they're loving life. But catch them on the escalator, just impromptu, breaking out, showing some love to our goaltender.
Bobby!
Whew, it gives me chills. Florida Panthers fans, loud, proud, and living it up on a Saturday night. Just chanting out, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Sergei Bobrovsky, in you we trust. Wasn't even the greatest Panthers game in the world. You put us on your back. You put us on your shoulders. You said, I got you. Game one, this is our house. This is us. Make the rats rain. Let's do this. The rest of the team knows they got outshot. Sergei Bobrovsky, 32 stops last night. 32! And like I said, 11 of the last 12 playoff games, two or less goals. Whew! And oh yeah, by the way, you had Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl taking shots last night. And Bobrovsky, just a wall in front of the goal. Got a feeling in my stomach. But let's worry. Let's reset and do it again. Game two, that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. 7:30 pregame with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, the whole team, 560 WQAM. Do what you have to do to listen or watch or be a part of these games, because it is something special, it is something enjoyable, it is something fun, and they do it right. They do it the best way. They make you feel it. You got to feel like you're part of something. That's why you see the fans last night. Mike McDaniel. Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Whew! Turned up.
Turn down for what?
We ain't turning down. We're turning up. And we are ready to rock and roll. Up next, gonna do hashtag What's Trending Special Florida Panthers Edition. Let's see what the internet has to say about our Florida Panthers in their 30th year of existence, their third Stanley Cup Finals, and their very first ever lead in a Stanley Cup Finals series. In Bob we trust. In Bob we trust. It is a celebratory sports day here on 560 WQAM. I am Dan Day. Hit me up on all the social medias at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, maybe one day OnlyFans. I don't know. You can get at us 305-567-0560, or you can jump on the YouTube or Twitch page and get your comments in. I do like one of the Twitchers and YouTubers, Spacewalk, who put in simply Bob VP. Bob VP. Bob VP. Bobby P. You heard the fans last night chanting, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Make you feel good. Let's hear it again. I just want to hear it again.
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
So let's take it, since it is hashtag what's trending, let's take it to X.com and see what is trending. Of course, Sergei Bobrovsky is trending. The NHL, official NHL page, simply put, what a great show Sergei Bobrovsky put on in Game 1. Hashtag Stanley Cup, and they have some of the highlights of Sergei Bobrovsky stopping puck after puck after puck after puck. Gino Hard puts Bobrovsky is playing out of his mind right now. A lot of love out there for Sergei Bobrovsky, and why not? NHL Network tweets out, Sergei Bobrovsky is in some elite company. And then they posted a picture saying, Sergei Bobrovsky is the first goaltender to allow two or fewer goals in at least 11 starts over a 12-start span within one postseason since Jonathan Quick in 2012. And I don't have to tell you what happened in 2012 when Jonathan Quick got off to that 11 out of 12 starts with two or fewer goals for the LA Kings. We all know that ended up them hoisting the trophy. So Sergei Bobrovsky, much, much love all over the world. NHL Public Relations. NHL is even just saying, hey, tip your hat. Sergei Bobrovsky, 35 years, 262 days, stole the show in Sunrise to become the oldest goaltender in NHL history to open the Stanley Cup final with a shutout. That's right. He's 35, almost 36 years old. He's playing like a young buck that doesn't even have a conscience. So awesome. So great. Unbelievable. It says here, Sportsnet Stats says, most saves in a Stanley Cup final game, one shutout. Roberto Luongo, 2011, 36. Billy Smith, 1983, 35. Grant Fuhr, 1984, 34. Sergei Bobrovsky, 2024, with 33. 33 stops. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Let's go also see what happened. It's time to hunt. From the Florida Panthers. They got Mike McDaniel amping up the crowd before. We heard that earlier. In fact, let's hear it again. Let's hear Mike McDaniel from beginning to end, from rooter to tooter, all the good stuff. Well, first of all, this is what Mike McDaniel was asked about when if he's going to watch the game last night.
Appreciate you. Panthers, shout out. You're going to be watching the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, do I have a pulse? I do. I'll be there.
He'll be there doing this. Oh, and it was onward and upward from there. Of course, there's some people tweeting, time to hunt. Also, that video of Sergei Bobrovsky, he's on the boat, he's dancing, he's doing the high kicks. Dude literally kicks the ceiling. So dedicated to the game that he gets it going. Also, tweet, Ariana Grande, Panthers fan. We know Ariana Grande from the West Palm Beach area. She's out there representing, cheering, loving the game. Gotta love that. Time to hunt. Oh, man. So much good stuff. Florida's first shot on the Stanley Cup final gets them on the board. NHL Network. Carter Verhaeghe gets the party started early in Game 1. Just about 4 minutes into the game. Boom. Cardi V, the Carter, makes it happen. Makes you start believing. Makes you start saying, this could be it. Johnny Lazarus, he tweets out, this was a question I asked Time to Hunt Paul Maurice back in March, but it feels pretty relevant after Game 1 with the way he talked about his group and how everything started in training camp. And it's basically Paul Maurice going into saying, we're working towards the end. We want the goal. We're focusing now in training camp, and we're just going to keep it going. Whoo, so much going on with the Florida Panthers. RGF tweets, Bobrovsky playing like the Russian custom agents when Brittany Griner is trying to get through. Let's go, Oilers. Time to hunt. Woo! Making jokes. But man, Sergei Bobrovsky really did steal the show. And it was just so much fun. And they've got all types of videos, all types of things. Panther Emirates Bank Arena is rocking, NHL Network says. And it shows the arena going absolutely nuts. Rolo Sports tweets out, the Florida Panthers put together one of the most complete games of the season, led by Bobrovsky's brilliant performance. Maybe not their best game, though. Not their best game, but nonetheless, Sergei Bobrovsky putting it down. None of them are simple, especially when you're in the finals. None of them are simple. Last night, Bobrovsky made it look like it's fun. Hockey Patrol, at Hockey Patrol, they tweet out, Paul Maurice making sure his captain and the team don't touch the trophy. That's it. He's going out there. This is the other night. Don't you dare touch that cup. They have audio of him saying that because this team is wanting to touch one cup and one cup only, and that is the Stanley Cup. NHL Network also just tweeting out a picture of Sergei Bobrovsky stopping Connor McDavid, and it simply says Bob, but the O is the Ghostbusters thing, you know, where you can, it's got the circle. No, you're not going through. Nothing getting through last night for the Florida Panthers. It was one of those nights where it wasn't easy, but man, it was so much fun. See what else is trending right now. Time to hunt one of the top things trending in the sports world. U.S. soccer is also trending right now. They did absolutely terrible last night, losing 5-1 to Colombia. They were up in the Washington, D.C. area, the DMV, as they say, warming up for what was supposed to be a pretty good Copa America. Now, that's a little bit in question if you're a United States fan like myself, but ride or die, let's go. I know the first game against Bolivia, I think it's Sunday, June 23rd. I'm either going to be at my dude, Nathan and Giuseppe's place. Might go down to Duffy's Implantation, watch the game with my dude, Clive. Got to find somewhere to cheer on my team, and hopefully, but you know, that's one of those things, win or lose, we booze, because, ooh, my goodness, the U.S. men's national team, they were the down part of the night, but the Florida Panthers, they were the high point of the night. And it just seems like everyone is giving kudos to this Florida Panthers team. Bally Sports Florida, they say, you just witnessed Florida Panthers history. First Stanley Cup final shutout in franchise history. Picture Sergei Bobrovsky stopping pucks all over the place. Did not know that it was the first shutout. Of course, a lot of the Panthers Oilers predictions, they've been showing the two ladies that have been showing themselves out, putting them up against the glass, and you know, you got to like both fan bases in that aspect. But last night, there was plenty more reason to put them up against the glass for Panthers fans than, of course, for Oilers fans. But still, much, much love, much, much love to those fine ladies. I was hoping Vlad would be at the game last night, and if he saw someone do that, he would get an interview for the show. And I said, man, just tell him you're from the press, show him your credentials, and you know, simply record an interview and we play it back. But Vlad could not make it last night simply because he has a deep bone bruise. He's hurting a little bit, but that's okay. Panthers get a win. That makes the bruise a little bit easier. And Bally Sports Florida, Sergei Bobrovsky's going off the ice with his arms open, and it says, are you not entertained? A little gladiator action right there. Very fun, very good times. What a watch last night. Like I said, I was watching at Bacan in Wynwood. It's a Mexican restaurant. They had the Panthers game on. Made my night easy. I will say that. It made my night very easy. The Panthers get off to that early 1-0 lead. They get 2-0. Bobrovsky standing on his head. Like he said, let's reset and do it again. In fact, let's hear him after the game. He got the puck. He got the game puck. And he is still just so locked in.
PK, outstanding. Big goals, but I give it to Bobby.
It's a guys to start with a good win, so let's reset and do it again.
Reset and do it again three more times. And that's exactly what the Florida Panthers tweeted out just a couple of hours ago. Three more. And then it rains rats in South Florida.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is a celebratory sports day here on 560 WQAM. I am Dan Day. Hit me up on all the social medias at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, maybe one day OnlyFans. I don't know. You can get at us 305-567-0560, or you can jump on the YouTube or Twitch page and get your comments in. I do like one of the Twitchers and YouTubers, Spacewalk, who put in simply Bob VP. Bob VP. You heard the fans last night chanting, Bobby. Make you feel good. Let's hear it again. I just want to hear it again. So let's take it, since it is hashtag what's trending, let's take it to X.com and see what is trending. Of course, Sergei Bobrovsky is trending. The NHL, official NHL page, simply put, what a great show Sergei Bobrovsky put on in game one. Hashtag Stanley Cup, and they have some of the highlights of Sergei Bobrovsky stopping puck after puck after puck after puck. Gino Hard puts Bobrovsky is playing out of his mind right now. A lot of love out there for Sergei Bobrovsky, and why not? NHL Network tweets out, Sergei Bobrovsky is in some elite company, and then they posted a picture saying, Sergei Bobrovsky is the first goaltender to allow two or fewer goals in at least 11 starts over a 12-start span within one postseason since Jonathan Quick in 2012. And I don't have to tell you what happened in 2012 when Jonathan Quick got off to that 11 out of 12 starts with two or fewer goals for the LA Kings. We all know that ended up with them hoisting the trophy. So Sergei Bobrovsky, much, much love all over the world. NHL Public Relations. NHL is even just saying, hey, tip your hat. Sergei Bobrovsky, 35 years, 262 days, stole the show in Sunrise to become the oldest goaltender in NHL history to open the Stanley Cup final with a shutout. That's right. 35, almost 36 years old. He's playing like a young buck that doesn't even have a conscience. So awesome. So great. Unbelievable. It says here, Sportsnet Stats says, most saves in a Stanley Cup final game, one shutout. Roberto Luongo, 2011, 36. Billy Smith, 1983, 35. Grant Fuhr, 1984, 34. Sergei Bobrovsky, 2024, with 33. 33 stops. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Let's go also see what happened. It's time to hunt from the Florida Panthers. They got Mike McDaniel amping up the crowd before. We heard that earlier. In fact, let's hear it again. Let's hear Mike McDaniel from beginning to end, from rooter to tooter, all the good stuff. Well, first of all, this is what Mike McDaniel was asked about when if he's going to watch the game last night.
Panthers, shout out. You're going to be watching the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, do I have a pulse? I do. I'll be there.
He'll be there doing this. Oh, and it was onward and upward from there. Of course, there's some people tweeting, time to hunt. Also, that video of Sergei Bobrovsky, he's on the boat, he's dancing, he's doing the high kicks. Dude literally kicks the ceiling. So dedicated to the game that he gets it going. Also, tweet, Ariana Grande, Panthers fan. We know Ariana Grande from the West Palm Beach area. She's out there representing, cheering, loving the game. Gotta love that. Time to hunt. Oh, man. So much good stuff. Florida's first shot on the Stanley Cup Final gets them on the board. NHL Network, Carter Verhaeghe gets the party started early in Game 1. Just about 4 minutes into the game, boom, Cardi V, the Carter, makes it happen, makes you start believing, makes you start saying this could be it. Johnny Lazarus, he tweets out, this was a question I asked Time to Hunt Paul Maurice back in March, but it feels pretty relevant after Game 1 with the way he talked about his group and how everything started in training camp. And it's basically Paul Maurice going into saying, we're working towards the end, we want the goal, we're focusing now in training camp, and we're just going to keep it going. Whoo, so much going on with the Florida Panthers. RGF tweets, Bobrovsky playing like the Russian custom agents when Brittany Griner is trying to get through. Let's go, Oilers. Time to hunt. Woo! Making jokes. But man, Sergei Bobrovsky really did steal the show. And it was just so much fun. And they've got all types of videos, all types of things. Panther Emirates Bank Arena is rocking, NHL Network says. And it shows the arena going absolutely nuts. Rolo Sports tweets out, the Florida Panthers put together one of the most complete games of the season, led by Bobrovsky's brilliant performance. Maybe not their best game, though. Not their best game, but nonetheless, Sergei Bobrovsky putting it down. None of them are simple, especially when you're in the finals. None of them are simple. Last night, Bobrovsky made it look like it's fun. Hockey Patrol, at Hockey Patrol, they tweet out, Paul Maurice making sure his captain and the team don't touch the trophy. That's it. He's going out there. This is the other night. Don't you dare touch that cup. They have audio of him saying that. Because this team is wanting to touch one cup and one cup only, and that is the Stanley Cup. NHL Network also just tweeting out a picture of Sergei Bobrovsky stopping Connor McDavid, and it simply says, Bob, but the O is the Ghostbusters thing, you know, where you can, it's got the circle, no, you're not going through. Nothing getting through last night for the Florida Panthers. It was one of those nights where it wasn't easy, but man, it was so much fun. See what else is trending right now. Time to hunt, one of the top things trending in the sports world. U.S. soccer is also trending right now. They did absolutely terrible last night, losing 5-1 to Colombia. They were up in the Washington, D.C. area. The DMV, as they say, warming up for what was supposed to be a pretty good Copa America. Now that's a little bit in question if you're a United States fan like myself, but ride or die, let's go. I know the first game against Bolivia, I think it's Sunday, June 23rd. I'm either going to be at my dude Nathan and Giuseppe's place. Might go down to Duffy's Implantation, watch the game with my dude Clive. Got to find somewhere to cheer on my team and hopefully, but you know, that's one of those things, win or lose, we booze because, ooh, my goodness, the U.S. men's national team, they were the down part of the night, but the Florida Panthers, they were the high point of the night. And it just seems like everyone is giving kudos to this Florida Panthers team. Bally Sports Florida, They say you just witnessed Florida Panthers history. First Stanley Cup final shutout in franchise history. Picture Sergei Bobrovsky stopping pucks all over the place. Did not know that it was the first shutout. Of course, a lot of the Panthers Oilers predictions, they've been showing the two ladies that have been showing themselves out, putting them up against the glass. And, you know, you got to like both fan bases in that aspect. But last night, there was plenty more reason to put them up against the glass for Panthers fans than, of course, for Oilers fans. But still, much, much love, much, much love to those fine ladies. I was hoping Vlad would be at the game last night, and if he saw someone do that, he would get an interview for the show. And I said, man, just tell him you're from the press, show him your credentials, and, you know, simply record an interview and we play it back. But Vlad could not make it last night simply because he has a deep bone bruise. He's hurting a little bit, but that's okay. Panthers get a win. That makes the bruise a little bit easier. Bally Sports Florida, Sergei Bobrovsky's going off the ice with his arms open, and it says, are you not entertained? A little gladiator action right there. Very fun, very good times. What a watch last night. Like I said, I was watching at Bacan in Wynwood. It's a Mexican restaurant. They had the Panthers game on. Made my night easy. I will say that. It made my night very easy. The Panthers get off to that early 1-0 lead. They get 2-0. Bobrovsky standing on his head. Like he said, let's reset and do it again. In fact, let's hear him after the game. He got the puck. He got the game puck, and he is still just so locked in.
PK, outstanding. Big goals, but I give it to Bobby.
It's a nice to start with a good win, so let's reset and do it again.
Reset and do it again three more times. And that's exactly what the Florida Panthers tweeted out just a couple of hours ago. Three more. Three more. And then it rains rats in South Florida.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.